"It's over," I said breathlessly. Mr. Johnson shook his head. "Nothing like," he warned. "It's the eye of the storm. There'll only be a pause, and it'll be back in 20 minutes going the other way. But, God willing, if we can clear the deck, we may be able to ride it out." I looked up at our remaining mast. Only the topgallant was left. The other sails had been cut loose. Working frantically, we reached the bottom of the pile. It was Foley who pulled away the last torn sail. There, beneath it, lay Mr. Hollybrass, face down. A knife was stuck in his back, plunged so deeply only the scrimshaw handle could be seen. I recognized the design of a star. This was the dirk Zachariah had given me. The sight of the dead Mr. Hollybrass, for it was certain that such was the case, left us all dumbfounded. But after all we'd been through in the storm, it's hardly to be wondered that we made no response. We were too drained, too numb.
"What is it?" came a voice.
We turned to see Captain Jaggery. He was looking much like the rest of us, wild and disheveled. We stepped aside. No one said a word. He came forward. For a moment, he too did nothing but stare at the body. Then he knelt and touched the man's face, the back of his neck. For a moment he hesitated, then pulled Mr. Hollybrass's arm from where it lay twisted under his body. The dead man clutched something in his hand. The captain managed to pry the fingers open and plucked away what Mr. Hollybrass had been holding. He held it up. It was my handkerchief. The captain now used that handkerchief to grasp the handle of the knife and pull it from the dead man's back. He stood up. He was looking directly at me. At last he turned toward the sky. It was darkening again, and the sea had begun to heave in growing swells.
"We shall have 15 more minutes before the storm returns," he announced. "I want this body removed and placed in the steerage. In the available time, the rest of you clear the deck. Mr. Johnson's watch shall man the pumps first. 2 from Mr. Hollybrass's watch will hold the wheel, and the rest can stay in the forecastle. I will call the rotation. Now, quickly!"
The captain's orders were carried out in silence. Dillingham and Grimes took Mr. Hollybrass's body below. The rest of us roamed the decks alone or in pairs, flinging broken bits of mast, sail, and spar into the sea, or trying to tie down what was possible to save by lashing it on deck. I followed along, doing what I could, my mind a jumble. Not a word was spoken regarding Mr. Hollybrass or his death. As extraordinary as the event was, there was no time, no mind to consider it.